All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. If you hear some background noise in this when I'm recording, they are doing road work outside my office, so you may hear that in the background a little bit. So I hope it doesn't get too much into and mess up the recording. So we're picking up Pro Wrestling America this week from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois, here with a great card for you. Not only do we have round five of the round robin tournament, several other matches getting in there, including the Interstate 74 heavyweight title on the line, Disco Inferno defending against former stablemate Rolando Freeman. We also have a couple of other matches, including Billy Travis facing Butch Reed, Jim Duggan facing Octagon, and then Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing Pat Tanaka. So these are going to be a great card. We're going to jump right into it. Interstate 74 heavyweight title on the line. Disco Inferno defending against Rolando Freeman. And Disco and Rolando have a decent match. Rolando knocks Disco out of the ring with a dropkick. He does the spectacular strut, motioning for the timekeeper to hand him the belt. Rolando argues about it, which gives Disco time to get back into the ring. Rolando walks into a sidewalk slam from Disco for the pin in a time of 4 minutes, 55 seconds. Disco retains the title, but Billy Travis comes down to the ring and starts to brawl with him. Travis and Rolando double-team their former spectacular until Butch Reed rushes down to the ring. Reed runs through both spectaculars with a series of lariats. Disco joins in the fray as he throws Rolando into a military press by Reed. Reed drops Rolando face first onto the mat and then kicks him out of the ring. This sets up our next match, as it is Billy Travis facing Butch Reed. And Disco leaves the ring as Travis gets back to his feet and David Manning calls for the bell. Reed slams him back into the turnbuckle with a shoulder block. Reed sets Travis up on the turnbuckle for a superplex, which Reed floats over into a pin, picking up the quick win in a time of 49 seconds, but the fight isn't done yet. Rolando jumps on Reed's back from behind. Reed grabs Rolando by the hair and tosses him back to the mat. Travis tries to take advantage of the distraction, but Pringle trips him on the outside. Not sure when Pringle got down to the ring, but he's here now, and so is Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And Duggan drags Travis out of the ring and slams his head into the ring post. Reed puts Rolando on the turnbuckle and sends him across the ring with a superplex as well. The Hacksaws celebrate with Pringle in the ring while the Spectaculars regroup in the aisle. Everyone leaves the ring very professionally after that. Now we get started with our round five of the round robin tournament. First match being Doug Gilbert facing off against Psychosis. And Doug and Psychosis have a great match. Missy and Akbar keep each other out of the match as much as they can. However, Akbar grabs Missy by the hair and starts dragging her up the aisle. This results in the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International coming down to the ring. While security is trying to break up the brawl inside the aisle, Octagon drops from the ceiling onto the top turnbuckle. While Psychosis distracts Nick Patrick, Octagon comes off with the flying head scissors that sends Doug into the turnbuckle. Octagon slides out of the ring as Psychosis takes advantage, getting the pin after a corkscrew plancha off the middle turnbuckle in a time of 12 minutes, 13 seconds. Octagon and Psychosis double-team Doug as security is finally getting the aisle cleared up. Octagon ties Doug up in the ropes, and Psychosis finds a 2x4 under the ring. Octagon and Psychosis take turns choking and hitting Doug with the 2x4. This, of course, brings out the Hacksaws. Duggan and Reed rush the ring. Octagon and Psychosis vacate the ring, but Duggan challenges either of them to get back in the ring and face an opponent that can fight back. Reed releases Doug from the ropes and helps him out to the floor. Pringle collects him and sets him up in a ringside chair. Well, challenge has been laid out by Duggan. Octagon climbs into the ring to accept the challenge. Randy Anderson tries to get the 2x4 away from Octagon. Octagon feigns that he is handing it out to Psychosis, so Anderson calls for the bell. Octagon turns around and blasts Duggan over the head with the 2x4. Anderson immediately calls for the bell, but Duggan doesn't sell it. He picks up the win by disqualification in 2 seconds. Psychosis and Reed climb back into the ring, and the two tag teams begin to brawl. Psychosis and Octagon quickly find themselves outmatched and quickly scamper from the ring. Reed looks towards the dressing room as Duggan climbs out to help Pringle with Doug. Reed keeps asking, where are they? Obviously, he's speaking about Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, who were just escorted back to the dressing room area a couple minutes ago. Reed shakes his head before climbing out of the ring and heading back to the dressing room area himself. Going back to the round robin tournament, we have the World Tag Team Champions facing each other. And I accompany the World Tag Team Champions down to the ring. They take off their belts and hand them to me. I tell them that they will see them again in a minute. Tommy Young calls for the bell. Scorpio and Wildcard circle each other in the ring for about 45 seconds before they backflip over the top rope onto the ring apron and drop to the floor. The crowd boos terribly as both men collect their title belts and get counted out walking up the aisle. So the World Tag Team Champions, again in the round robin tournament, fight to a double countout in a minute. Well, that went terrible, as the fans would have to say. So we quickly move on to our next match. World Heavyweight Champion Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Pat Tanaka in a non-title match. So Bad Company and Akbar come down to the ring. Eddie and Missy are accompanied by Iron Mike Sharp. Akbar tries to distract Nick Patrick throughout the match so that Bad Company can double-team Eddie. Sharp sneaks around the ring and creeps up behind Diamond. Sharp blocks in a full Nelson on Diamond as Patrick tells Diamond to stay out of the action. Diamond nails Sharp with a low blow. Akbar is on the ring apron, yelling at Patrick to disqualify Eddie for Sharp's actions. Eddie throws a fireball in Tanaka's face to get the pin. Kendall crawls out from under the ring with a 2x4 wrapped in barbed wire. He chases Akbar and Diamond up the aisle with it. Sharp rolls into the ring. He and Eddie drill Tanaka into the mat with a spike pile driver. Your winner, in a time of 7 minutes 54 seconds, is your World Heavyweight Champion, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. After the match, the Hacksaws come out to the ring. Reed gets in Eddie's face. Missy tells Pringle to pull his men back. Pringle talks Reed into taking a step back while Missy steps through the ropes with the microphone. She starts to hand it to Eddie, but Reed grabs it from her hand. Reed asks Eddie where he was when his brother was getting ganged up on. Where was the World Heavyweight Champion when his little brother needed him the most? Eddie tries to explain that he's being held back by security, but Reed won't listen to him. Reed says that the Hacksaws could be better family to Doug than Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Reed offers a challenge. Next week, Eddie faces Reed for Doug's contract. If Eddie wins, Doug will stay with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. If Reed wins, Doug will join the Hacksaws in their own quest to rid the PWA of Devastation Incorporated. That brings me out to the entrance ramp. Once again, I ask why we have to be so divided. I want to get rid of Devastation Incorporated. Hot Stuff and Hyatt International wants to get rid of Devastation Incorporated. The Hacksaws want to get rid of Devastation Incorporated. Why are we working on three different strategies? Why can't we work together, combine our forces, and truly get rid of Devastation Incorporated? Missy gingerly takes the microphone out of Reed's hand. She has an answer for both questions. She accepts Reed's challenge for a match against Eddie next week. Doug's contract will go to whoever wins the match. However, she cannot fathom joining forces with me. It's an unthinkable prospect for her because she has plans to get rid of me after they're done with Devastation Incorporated. She says that her mind was made up with the previous match in the Round Robin tournament. The World Tag Team Champions should have been forced to fight each other. If it was still Blanchard and Candido, I wouldn't have stood for such a mockery of a match. I shake my head. I remind her of last year's Round Robin tournament, where the New Age Outlaws, the World Tag Team Champions at the time, did the same thing with each other and with Brad Armstrong. Tag team partners shouldn't be forced to fight each other unless it's a later round where the tournament might hang in the balance. Missy says that I sound like I've been talking to Akbar too much. I sound exactly like him. I shake my head and leave the entrance ramp. The Hacksaws and Pringle leave as well. The World Heavyweight Champion and the First Lady of Wrestling stand tall in the middle of the ring, receiving a mixed reaction from the crowd. Right after they leave, we get back to the tournament, and we have Kendall Windham facing off against Iceman King Parsons. And Kendall and Missy head down to the ring. Iceman comes down to the ring by himself. Missy takes the microphone from the ring announcer. She offers Iceman a spot in Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. Iceman nicely declines her offer. That brings Akbar out to the entrance ramp, flanked by Ahmed Johnson and PG-13. Since Iceman doesn't want to be a part of Missy's group, why not join Devastation? Akbar promises to be able to bring back the Blackbird for the PWA. Iceman says he wants nothing to do with Devastation Incorporated, since Akbar is the one who caused Sunshine to leave the PWA. Iceman tells everyone to leave him be and just let him wrestle to get his shot at the World Heavyweight title in the Round Robin tournament. Ahmed and PG-13 start to head down the aisle, but Akbar stops them. He promises Iceman that he is making the biggest mistake of his career. However, some people need to learn from their mistakes the hard way. Iceman challenges Kendall to start the match. Randy Anderson calls for the bell. Iceman and Kendall have a great match for the entire time limit. The fans are on their feet for the entire match. Both men are completely spent when the time limit expires. Shortly after the bell rings for the time limit, PG-13 and Ahmed rush down to the ring. They attack both men. Missy calls down the rest of her men. Eddie, Doug, Jushin Liger, and Iron Mike Sharp rush the ring. Austin Idol joins in the fray as well. Bad Company and Goldust come down to the ring to even the odds. And the brawl continues until Bad Company and Goldust are the only ones standing in the middle of the ring. With the next match involving Goldust and Diamond, security and EMTs take everyone else back to the dressing room area. Akbar still hasn't made an appearance since Iceman turned down his proposal. So now we get to the next match. Goldust and Diamond have a decent match. Although they are both members of Devastation Incorporated, Goldust refuses to allow Diamond to have a free ride in the tournament. He challenges him to wrestle the match. Goldust has control of the match until Tanaka nails him with a chain behind Tommy Young's back. Diamond takes advantage with the Tornado DDT to get the pin. Bad Company celebrates, but Goldust asks for the microphone. He warns them that they have just broken Akbar's cardinal rule. Bad Company looks at him, but they shrug and leave the ring with the win. Goldust stalks behind them. He is quite unhappy. So your winner is Paul Diamond in a time of 9 minutes, 26 seconds. Next match has Jushin Liger facing Eric Embry. Missy accompanies Liger down to the ring. I accompany Embry down to the ring. Neither of us worry about each other getting involved. Liger and Embry have a good match, but it is very fast-paced. Liger tries to walk the top rope, but Embry tosses him across the ring with an arm drag. Liger crashes into the turnbuckle, and Embry rushes in behind him with a running lariat. Embry quickly gets the pin with a rolling cradle in a time of 3 minutes, 58 seconds. Liger has another loss on his record. Missy brought him into Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, hoping to improve his record. Missy is not happy when she climbs into the ring. Embry's win ties him right now for the most wins in the tournament, but it also generates more buzz for a future Illinois heavyweight title shot. The match didn't seem all that important beforehand, but it definitely seems to be setting a trend now. So now we get to our main event. Dustin Rhodes faces off against Iron Mike Sharp. Dustin is tied with Eric Embry at the moment for the most wins. Sharp has the least number of wins in the tournament. Of course, you're probably expecting something crazy to happen here. That seems to be my MO in this tournament. Well, you'd be right. Dustin and Sharp have a great match, but it is Sharp that gets the pin after countering a bulldog with a back suplex. Dustin hits his head hard, and Sharp takes over with a series of lariats and scoop slams. Sharp gets the pin after a released German suplex, where Dustin hits the back of his head on the bottom turnbuckle in a time of 13 minutes, 5 seconds. So now we have a real shaking up of things, you could say, with Paul Diamond getting the upset win over Goldust and Iron Mike Sharp in a upset over Dustin Rhodes. So what does the scoreboard look like after 5 rounds? Well, Dustin Rhodes, Psychosis, Goldust, and Eric Embry all have a 3-2 record. Two Cold Scorpio, Kendall Windham, Iceman King Parsons, and Wildcard all have a 2-2-1 record, which leaves Jushin Liger, Doug Gilbert, Paul Diamond, and Iron Mike Sharp with 2-3 records. Again, we have Eric Embry kind of up there in the leader at the top of the leaderboard, as we wouldn't necessarily expect, along with Psychosis. Now, Dustin Rhodes, Goldust, we're expecting them. You know, Iceman King Parsons also a good choice for being up at the top, especially as we are in the beginnings of March Madness here. This is truly a Mad March for the PWA. But that continues on next week as we are get ready for round 6. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for listening to Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. We will see you next week.